This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer holding it down tonight, Colton Gesser, holding it down in New York City. The show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I appreciate you, because if there's no you, there's no show. You can always listen on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM? It's channel 158. If you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've been hanging out for an hour already. And what a show, what a week, what the news that we got is ridiculous. Bronny James drafted to the Lakers. J.J. Redick coaching the Lakers. LeBron gets what he wants. Zachary Rizashay is a member of the Hawks at number one. And then, minutes ago, we find out that DeJounte Murray has been traded from the Atlanta Hawks to the New Orleans Pelicans. The Trae Young, DeJounte Murray experiment here in Atlanta, Georgia is done. It's finished. It didn't last 2 years. It didn't feel like it because either one of the guys was hurt. And more recently, Trae Young. I don't know how the hell this was expected to work in the first damn place. Let me give you some details here on the trade and what has taken place. DeJounte Murray goes to New Orleans for Larry Nance Jr., guard, young guard, Dyson Daniels, a first-round pick next year, the 2027 first-round pick. That's two first-round picks. Damn. Now, I don't know how any of this, I got to be honest. Look, here in Atlanta, I have watched a lot of Hawks games over the years. If I'm not here on the air, you know where I'm at? I'm at a Hawks game. I'm watching these guys work out. I'm in the back. I'm looking at the Hawks. Unfortunately, the Hawks are as average can be. The numbers back it up. The Atlanta Hawks decided to bring in DeJounte Murray so Trae Young can have another explosive backcourt mate. These two dudes couldn't work together. It's like if I got, what do I need two flathead screwdrivers for? I can only use one at a time. That's correct, Colton, right? I can't use two at the same time. I got to pick one or the other, right?
One would say, otherwise I think you'd have a really tough time figuring that one out.
Yeah, you can't do it. I don't know what the Hawks were doing. I guess they said, hey, we got Trae Young and he wants another dynamic all-star point guard. Let's bring in DeJounte Murray. DeJounte Murray is great. This man was an all-star in San Antonio. This man almost averaged a triple-double with the ball in his hands. But coming to Atlanta, Georgia, he's not going to have the ball in his hands. Trae Young is going to have the ball in his hands. Trae Young is going to be the dude to command and orchestrate the offense because that's what he's done. People will tell you up and down about Trae Young. Oh, my God, 27 points and, 12, 11 assists. And the numbers he puts up are amazing. But do they go out there and actually win as a result? He's not strapping a team on his back on a consistent basis. He's putting up numbers and they lose. Sometimes they win, sometimes they lose. They're 500. But pairing up Trae Young with DeJounte Murray, when Trae Young didn't have the ball and they were on the court together, Trae Young just kind of stood there and waited to get the ball back. He didn't cut because he's too small. He didn't run around screens, I guess, because he's too tired. Just kind of stood there. And so DeJounte Murray was at his best when Trae Young wasn't there. And he looked like an all-star, and he knocked down game winners, and he hit threes and shots. Well, now he'll get that opportunity because, damn it, playing a pick and roll with Zion is going to be good if and when Zion Williamson actually plays. And so if you're the New Orleans Pelicans, I'm not mad at you. I think giving up Larry Nance Jr., come on, what is he? I rebound, I play defense. Here I am. Dyson Daniels, who cares? You just got DeJounte Murray in. And two first-round picks? Yeah. The New Orleans Pelicans, from their perspective, Jonas Valanciunas is a free agent. They can decide to bring him back. They should have cap space and room if Brandon Ingram decides to move on elsewhere, or if they decide to move on elsewhere from Brandon Ingram. How many guys do you got? You still got C.J. McCollum. He does what he does. Just give me the ball every now and then. I'll score. Score some threes. Give you 15 to 20 a game. Pelicans will be fine. Is DeJounte Murray putting them over the top? No, but at least they have another dynamic player who they could say, hey, this guy can be an all-star. He can run an offense. Unfortunately for the Atlanta Hawks, they're still in the middle of things. They're just still average. I feel like they just hit the reset button and they might as well have just gone backwards here. The Atlanta Hawks have things to figure out. They better hope Zachary Risache is as good as they hope he can be, taking him at number one overall. The way the roster is currently constructed, Trae Young, Bogdanovich, Risache, Jalen Johnson, and Clint Capella. This is an average team. You win some, you lose some. I always thought that I knew one of the two was going to go. I thought it would have been Trae Young. Yeah, Trae Young can put butts in seats, and young people here in Atlanta could love Trae Young, and he's exciting, and he's the best player on the team. Yeah, people can love Trae Young. And Trae Young, I don't think he's going to be the best player on a championship squad. And if you're getting back two first-rounders for DeJounte Murray, I guess nobody wanted Trae Young. There's almost no way in hell I'd be shocked if the Atlanta Hawks said, oh, we got to get rid of Trae Young as well. He's going to stay in Atlanta, and Los Angeles Lakers, they're going to keep who they have. Pelicans, all they get back is DeJounte Murray. They give up two first-round picks, Larry Nance Jr. and Dyson Daniels. It's rare that you see a trade where one guy gets moved for four players, two who don't even happen to be in the league yet. Atlanta Hawks just make me want to shake my head. As average can be. They got to put a lot of hope in Risache. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Colton, is this good for the Hawks? What do you think? You're from a distance. What do you think about this?
No, if I was going to trade someone, it'd be Trae Young.
That's it? Nothing else? No elaboration? Eh, nothing?
I mean, I just don't think it's a good package. I don't know, man. I was just telling you during the break, first-round picks really don't matter to me in the NBA, especially when you're trading them to a team like New Orleans who has a bunch of good players already. So, sure, I get first-round picks matter. If they're in the top 10, you're not getting anywhere near the top 10 with, if you're the Nets situation, trading Mikal Bridges to the Knicks, you're not getting anywhere close to the top 10, sorry. And same thing with this situation. The Pelicans are going to be very good. They're probably going to be a fifth seed or sixth seed in the West. They're going to be very, very good with that roster. C.J. McCollum, Zion, if he, you know, stays on the floor, Brandon Ingram. I mean, they have a very – and now you add DeJounte Murray to that roster. That is a very, very deep team. So I just don't get it from a Hawks perspective. If I'm going to keep someone, I'm probably keeping DeJounte Murray because you saw how good he played without Trae Young. And again, not taking any shots at Trae Young. I think he's a great player. He's a great squad. I'd love to see him on the Lakers. I think the Lakers need that type of scoring consistently from deep, and he shoots the ball really well. So I just don't get the package he got here. I mean,
if you're going to be honest, if I'm going to be honest with you, JR, I think DeJounte Murray's a better player than Mikal Bridges. And they got four first-round draft picks for Mikal Bridges. So
yeah.
If I'm the Hawks, I am definitely, why did you rush this? Why would you rush trading him right now?
Well, I agree with you. I would have kept the squad. I'd venture to say, and it's a difficult thing to say. Maybe they really feel that they got to feel real confident. And I was at the press conference, and they have to feel confident. And I guess maybe they have no choice because for everything that you hear, this is a weak draft. You wanted to see more of Reese Achay. All right, Bogdanovich can score. We know what Trae Young can do. Jalen Johnson is an elevating player himself. The Atlanta Hawks have to figure out what they want to do at the center position. I've said for years, and I say this via firsthand knowledge, not via speculation. You know, Trae Young, for a lot of people, he's an acquired taste when it comes to how he is kind of personally, how he interacts with fans and what he does and what he doesn't do. He's kind of seemingly, he's a star. He's very Hollywood-ish. Nothing wrong with him. Nice guy, don't bother nobody, but he's a star. And he knows he's a star, and he acts like a star. He's not the most outgoing individual. And when it comes to basketball, he has his limitations. A lot of it have to do with his size. He's a very small dude. Tall guy, skinny as hell, but he can go out there and bust your ass offensively. Am I going to say that he's a leader, that he's going to rally guys? No, not necessarily. Not at all. I think people feel that way about DeJounte Murray. I think DeJounte Murray is someone who's a little bit more outgoing. I think people kind of gravitate towards DeJounte Murray and his personality a little bit more. You know, look, is Trae Young a more unique talent? Yeah. At the same time, DeJounte Murray almost averaged a triple-double as a member of the Spurs. I don't know if the Hawks felt that they could go find someone or find that team that was going to say, hey, we're going to give up 3 and 4 first-rounders for Trae. I think that's just what it boils down to. And I think the Hawks said, well, damn it, we got to do something now before free agency hits, before teams start changing their minds. And I don't want to say that they settled, but this was inevitable. They had to get rid of one of the two of these dudes. And then on the other aspect of it, it's business, it's money. I mean, the Hawks were going to have a tough time selling to a lot of people in the area. And a lot of people want Trae. A lot of people say, a lot of people are ambivalent. The Hawks have what I find to be the best arena in the country, one of the best arenas, not just by me, voted and said by many people. The Hawks have done a great job in bringing people in and making them feel hospitable and having great food options and suite options and sight lines. And you feel welcome. You don't feel like you're in a concrete dump when you go to State Farm Arena. You don't. I don't know how easy it was to tell the fans, hey, come out, when for the past 5 and almost 6 years you've been selling Trae Young, and what you selling now? You still got to put butts in seats. And so ultimately, yeah, we can look at basketball and the basketball reasons. At the end of the day, money talks. There ain't nobody selling more jerseys, or no one has sold more jerseys here on the Hawks over the past several years than Trae Young. It's number 10, and that's it. And it's number 10, and nothing else. Jalen Johnson, when he's played, he certainly played up to snuff. But we got to be realistic here. NBA is a business, and I guess in the case of the Atlanta Hawks, they've taken the approach of, well, we going to keep one, let's keep Trae, and move the other out of the building. It was only a couple of months ago that Trae Young sat down on his own podcast with DeJounte Murray, and these two were on the pod, and they were talking about their relationship. Well, now that relationship has changed. I want you to take a listen to this.
I think our relationship is good. I mean, I feel like, to be honest, like, there's not a memory I don't have with this dude that I don't remember, like, all the way back from, obviously knowing who he was in high school, but just him coming to the team and or him having the thought about coming to the team, and then us getting on the phone and now calling him and then us talking about having a chance. And so going from there, being in basically a boot camp in the forest one day and us being partnered and then us getting to know each other there, like, there's a lot of memories that I have with this dude. And so it's beyond, like, basketball when it comes to our relationship with me. So I think relationships can always be better if your team's winning and things like that and juices are flowing. But I think there's certain relationships that you have that are just deeper than basketball. And so he's one of those guys that, I mean, it's forever deeper than that. So I got a good relationship with him.
Well, that basketball relationship is over. DeJounte Murray has been traded from the Atlanta Hawks to the New Orleans Pelicans for two future first-round picks, Larry Nance Jr., and young guard Dyson Daniels. That was one hell of a failure. The Atlanta Hawks move on from DeJounte Murray. He joins the Pelicans, where he can now throw alley-oops to Zion Williamson. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show. We're going to take a break, and there's so much going on. We got a couple of guards, a couple of players in the league who've gotten some new contracts. And then with all the changes and the trades and the movement, there's a four-time NBA champion who might be moving on as well. I think we can narrow down where he might go. We're going to talk about it on the other side of the break. Happy Friday to you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. DeJounte Murray, if you're just tuning in, he's no longer a member of the Atlanta Hawks. The Hawks have broken up the duo of Trae Young and DeJounte Murray. DeJounte Murray gets traded to the New Orleans Pelicans, where he can now play with Zion Williamson. In exchange for two first-round picks, Larry Nance Jr. and Dyson Daniels. People are like, hey, the Atlanta Hawks, they got fleeced. They could have given up or could have got back more. Why are you trading DeJounte and not Trae? Well, I think because Trae is kind of box office, I think that's probably the main reason. I always thought that he should have been the one to go if you wanted to build a basketball team, but hell, he's a big star. Can't get rid of him. Anyway, DeJounte Murray and Trae Young, in the games that they actually played on the basketball court together, they had a record of 55-62. 55-62. That's called being a loser. That's almost just about average. Congratulations to them. Also, congratulations to a couple other guys. Tim Hardaway Jr. traded for Quentin Grimes. He's moving on from the Dallas Mavericks. Quentin Grimes going for the Detroit Pistons. He can now play with Luka Doncic. Go play defense. They'll let him play. Emmanuel Quickly, $175 million. Good for him. Emmanuel Quickly, what does he do? Just score. Just wakes up and scores the basketball. Good for him making all the money. And so on Sunday, we actually get the start of free agency. So all of these deals and contracts that you've heard up until now, they're from individuals who are signing and re-signing contracts with the teams that they have, their existing teams. Well, by the time we get to Sunday, we might have some action. We might have some movement. And I just told you the Atlanta Hawks, they're as average can be. DeJounte Murray gone. Pelicans, hopefully if Zion is healthy, that's always the key. They can get back into the playoffs and make some noise. They'll be a fun team to watch. I hope so. But a team that has really been the closest thing to a dynasty in the NBA over the past several seasons, and it might be over, it's the Golden State Warriors. And they got a couple of things to figure out. A couple of news pieces say that the Golden State Warriors and Chris Paul, instead of thinking about his contract option for next year, the Golden State Warriors are thinking about potentially working to trade him. Instead of just letting him go and just say, you figure out your next team, the Golden State Warriors want to see if they could trade him. It's been said that Andrew Wiggins is pretty much for sale as well. I mean, that guy fell off the face of the earth after helping them win that championship a couple of seasons ago. But then the biggest name, the biggest man on the squad who's been a duo, a splash brother with Steph Curry, winning championships with Draymond Green? It's Klay Thompson. And Klay Thompson is a free agent, finally. He's rejected the overtures and actually the offers by the Golden State Warriors. And so he's going to be a free agent. And it's been reported that Klay Thompson is going to be pursued by teams like the Philadelphia 76ers, the Denver Nuggets, and the Dallas Mavericks. Now, for the past several months, it's always been, oh, well, Klay Thompson can go to Orlando, and it doesn't appear so. Klay Thompson is going to have to figure out whether or not he wants to try to win a championship, another one, in Golden State where he's comfortable and what they can put together as he continues to age. Or Klay Thompson, I mean, the 76ers, it looks like they will be in competition in the East. Does Klay Thompson want to move out East? Dallas Mavericks just went to the championship. What would they need from Klay Thompson besides, hey, try to play defense and knock down a three? And for the Nuggets, they wouldn't ask him to do anything. Just please knock down a three and play defense. That's it. And so Klay Thompson is obviously an interesting study in free agency. He's 34 years old. He's torn his ACL. He's blown out his Achilles. He just completed a $200 million contract. I think his career earnings are probably closer to $260, $270. And it seems that his feelings got hurt when Draymond Green was offered $100 million over the next 4 years, and all Klay Thompson got was a two-year offer for $50. I get it. Everybody's making money, but Klay, is somebody going to give you 4 years? If I were the Warriors, I wouldn't have given Draymond Green that money. At least Draymond Green didn't blow out his ACL. He didn't blow out his knee. And so it's going to be real funny to see whether or not Klay Thompson decides to just leave the team that he's been with since 2011. Leave the team that he's built his identity with. He's been on all defensive teams and won 4 championships and 5 all-star teams. And he's been paired up with Steph Curry as the greatest shooting backcourt ever. Is there enough sentimental enough for him to stay? Was he just going to be chasing the bag and try to prove the Warriors wrong? Sometimes the grass isn't always greener. Ironically, Klay Thompson sat down with you-know-who, Draymond Green, on his own podcast. And they had an entire conversation about this. Draymond Green asked Klay Thompson about his impending free agency on his own show. Listen.
Going to free agency, as you look at the last segment of your career, if you will, what's important to you as you embark up on that?
I just can't believe it's here. Like, in your mid-20s, it's so crazy. You think you're going to play forever, really. I was actually struggling with that a lot at the beginning of this year because of the unknown, you know? I mean, I might have let contract situations or playing time or making up a lot of excuses rather than just appreciating what is in front of me. It took me and Steve like 4 real heart-to-heart talks to finally break my shell, being like, you know what? I got to have fun this year. I deserve to have fun. Like, I can still be a heck of a player if I just give gratitude and keep that perspective. Like, I'm out here balling. And in saying that, when it comes to free agency in July, I just got to keep that in mind. Like, yes, I want to re-sign with the Dubs, but I also have to prioritize my mental health and lay out what is important to me at this point in my career.
This man went into a massive slump this past season. You talk about mental health. This man had a mental block. He wasn't lying. Steve Kerr had to tell, man, just go out there and play basketball. They had to bench him. They had to tell him to sit down and take a breather, relax just a little bit. When you think about basketball, when you think about professional sports, there are very few stars that just stay with one team their entire career. Some of the ugliest sights I've ever seen in my life. And at least they had some type of success. But looking at Joe Montana with the Chiefs was just like, yuck. It was ugly looking at Patrick Ewing in a Supersonics jersey. Hakeem Olajuwon on the Raptors. Michael Jordan in that Wizards jersey. Oh, my God. Look like a nightgown. Just go to sleep, Grandma. What are you doing? And I get it. Klay Thompson, is he in that class? No. Is he good? Is he going into the Hall of Fame? Yeah, sure, he'll go into the Hall of Fame. Basketball Hall of Fame, but not a superstar. But looking at Klay Thompson in a jersey outside of the Warriors, I feel like his emotions are going to keep him in Golden State. Unless he takes too damn long and they just say, you took long and we don't want you back. You got to settle for this. I think Klay Thompson has to figure out his situation over the next several days, or I don't know, maybe they bring in a guy like Paul George and just decide to move on from there. 855-212-4227. Colton, could you see him playing in another uniform?
It'd be silly if this late in your career. It'd be silly.
Grass, say the grass isn't always greener. He might go somewhere. They may park him on the bench.
He's a legend, JR. He's a Warrior legend. Him and Steph, the Splash Brothers. What are you going to go? Where are you going? I can never understand guys this late in their career. You could clearly see he's on the decline. Like, it was not pretty last season. The Warriors were not great last season. It was a bad watch. We talked about Andrew Wiggins a few moments ago. Like, that's their young guy. They expected to take the jump and kind of take the team from Steph. Yeah, that hasn't worked. Just take your paycheck from them, what they're offering you, and retire a Warrior. It's going to look so weird seeing him. Again, if he goes to the Magic, not saying the Magic are a bad team. Playoff team last season, got a lot of young upcoming players, but you're going to go ride the pine. Like, you're gonna play, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes max?
It's the money, man. Like, we're going to find out for a guy who's made almost 260, 70, probably a little less than 300 mil in his career. And, yeah, is he making and seeing all that money? No. Okay, it's getting taxed. The IRS is coming for his piece. He has to give agency. Everybody got expenses regardless of who takes the money. But he's made a lot of money. He's played his whole career in Northern California. He's at the end of the line. Is he going to tack on 3 years? Is that what he wants? Does he want a 3-year deal that gets him $100 million? Is that his swan song in the NBA? Or is he saying to himself, oh, man, the Warriors only offered me 2 years, 50, and now they're renegotiating. And now it just really could be about money. His legacy is set. Like, ain't not a damn thing going to change about Klay Thompson if he has another championship because, well, everybody's going to remember him for the Warriors, the four that he won with the Golden State Warriors. If he can tack on another one just as a shooter and defender on another team, people, oh, yeah, that's what he did too. But it'd be like, I don't think there's anything else for him that's going to be legacy building unless he knocks down. It's like one of the biggest shots in NBA history. I don't know if that's left for him. I think the only thing keeping him from just saying, I'm going to stay in Golden State, has to be the money. And that difference, it sounds like it could be anywhere from 25 to 50 mil. And for that, I can't blame Klay, because when the NBA checks are done, when late Klay Thompson has some of the businesses and ventures that we have lined up, and he is in Northern California, maybe he does, I wouldn't feel so confident, man. He might go after the money. He's been in California out west for so long. I don't know. The Sixers? Good luck to Klay Thompson. No idea where this guy's going to end up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Apparently, the Golden State Warriors are interested in another guy from California. You could say that he's better than Klay Thompson. And if they bring him in, is Klay Thompson coming back? And thank you so much for the news flash. I appreciate that. Look, before we got to the news, we were talking about Klay Thompson potentially departing the Golden State Warriors. And depending on who you ask, a lot of people say that that is looking very likely at this point in time. And so if Klay Thompson is to move on from the Golden State Warriors, like, who the hell moves in? The Golden State Warriors are at a place right now where everybody's getting older, and the younger guys they tried suck. Or at least Kuminga can still get better. Andrew Wiggins looked like he has peaked in his career. Doesn't look like he gives a damn about anything anymore. And who the hell are you bringing in to try to maximize whatever Steph Curry has left? There ain't no more Chris Pauls to go out there and try. Well, there is a man in the NBA right now who could be a free agent. There is a guy in the NBA right now who's been a multiple-time All-Star. He's been one of the league's best defenders, two-way players. One of the greatest comeback stories, I'd say, in NBA history. His name is Paul George. It's hard to believe, but Paul George, he ain't young himself. He is 34 years old. Just finishing up his contract with the Los Angeles Clippers. Now, here's where things get interesting. Paul George has a player option next year at about $50 million. He has to let the Los Angeles Clippers know by Saturday whether or not he's going to opt into that deal for next year. The Los Angeles Clippers and Paul George can also come to an agreement on a contract extension. They can say, listen, man, we're going to keep you around for the next 3 or 4 years. It's been said that the Clippers don't want to offer him a 4-year contract. Because giving him a 4-year max contract means giving 34-year-old Paul George $221 million. Oh, my God. Now, I like Paul George. He can shoot the three. He can play defense. He can dribble. When he plays. This past season, God bless him, Paul George played 74 games. Paul George played 74 games. He went out there, averaged about 25.6 rebounds. This man can go out there and do some damage. But Paul George, let's also be real here. He ain't getting no younger. And so for playing 74 games, the year before that, he played 56. He played 31 and 54. What is he supposed to be, Benjamin Button? Who the hell? And I get it. The salary cap is going up. The NBA and teams and the players are making more money than ever before. Who wants Paul George at 38 years old? Nobody. Nobody. And so if the Los Angeles Clippers aren't going to give him the max, I would tell you this. Any team that decides to give him a maximum contract is an idiot. And I don't know, maybe this next generation of players, maybe they played so few games, they're going to last a little bit longer, a la a LeBron. I don't know. But Paul George at the age of 38, I just don't think that's going to age well. How's he playing right now at the age of 33 and 34? Not good. Damn it, we got Kawhi Leonard going to represent Team USA. Kawhi Leonard, he couldn't even finish the NBA season healthy, and he's just going to pick up a free gold medal. The Los Angeles Clippers are interesting. James Harden is a free agent. He averaged 16 points, 8 assists. He's probably just going to take whatever money he can just because the Clippers are going to give it to him. But the Golden State Warriors might take on Paul George. Now, is Paul George going to get a max from them? I highly doubt it. But he certainly could be a Klay Thompson replacement as things get real dicey over the next several days. Ironically, Paul George isn't just a great basketball player who came back from a broken leg. Like every other athlete on planet Earth, Paul George has a podcast. It's called Podcast P. Thank God it's not Pandemic P because people made fun of him for stinking it up in the bubble. This man, Paul George, he was on his podcast and he actually complimented Steph Curry. I don't know what this means in the long run. Probably nothing. But of course, he said he's the greatest shooter ever.
When he's done, he's got shit on his resume that he can add to that GOAT conversation.
Curry
Murray should be mentioned in there too.
I think when he's done, he's got shit on his resume that he can add to that GOAT conversation. He'll go down as the best shooter in league history. Like, nobody, I don't think, is catching his 3 points made. You're a GOAT to me if the league changed because of you, right? And to your point with Steph, the threes being shot, the range, people shooting threes, Steph transcended the game.
Without a shadow of a doubt, he did. Man, we saw little kids. I mean, forget little kids. We've seen adults pulling up thinking that they're Steph Curry. You don't see those bombs away threes in the NBA like you used to. Damian Lillard is getting old. And Trae Young is like, what are you shooting that for? Are you stupid? We don't see a lot of guys doing it. You don't even see Caitlin Clark in the WNBA. By the way, her coach is like, she needs to go out there and be more aggressive. Caitlin, please take more shots. Caitlin's like, man, you're just trying to get me fouled. Steph Curry is one of the greatest shooters. But putting together Steph Curry and Paul George just seems like, eh. This is that time of guys' careers where guys are just bouncing around. You slap them together on one team and it's just like, what else you got? I'm not saying that these guys are completely washed up. Certainly Steph Curry isn't. I'm not telling you that Paul George is washed up, but he's past his prime. Like, one of the worst teams I've ever seen in my life was a Houston Rockets team with Charles Barkley, Scottie Pippen, and Hakeem Olajuwon. I looked at this team, I'm like, what am I looking at? All these guys don't belong on the Houston Rockets. This is a disaster. One of the worst teams I've seen, and God bless them, that's my guy. Gary Payton, Karl Malone, Kobe Bryant, and Shaquille O'Neal on one team. Ugh. Makes me want to vomit even thinking about it. Paul George ending up on the Golden State Warriors is vomit worthy. And it ain't something that's going to help them win a championship. I'm sorry. I think the best days might be behind all of them to win anything. Colton, when you take a look at Paul George, 34 years old, he wants a four-year, $200 million contract. I want that contract too. I ain't getting it.
Some crazy team's going to give it to him. If you're the Warriors, you're not doing that. You're already dealing with the injuries of Klay Thompson. Again, if they bring him back. Steph Curry ain't getting any younger, and he's got some injury history. I'm not paying Paul George. This was supposed to be the greatest like duo with him and Kawhi, the 3-and-D boys. You couldn't beat them. Yeah, how'd that work out for those guys? No, thank you, JR.
If they played, right?
Again, if they played, I'm not paying Kawhi Leonard. Paul George, excuse me. Warriors, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Well, you said there's going to be one sucker team that does it. Maybe the Philadelphia 76ers not having OG Anunoby. We know he's returning to the New York Knicks. 76ers pretty much have only two guys under contract next year, and that's Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey.
Well, they were silly guys that paid for Tobias Harrison. How'd that work out for Philly? Yeah, let the wrong guy walk. Not too good there, Philly.
Yeah, Tobias Harrison. What a disaster that guy is. What is he, a crook from Long Island? That's what he is, right?
Fleece job right there. I would love to be his agent.
That man took the money and just disappeared off the face of the earth. Yeah, maybe. Look, if you're the 76ers, you know what? Maybe if you are the Sixers, what's the worst that can happen? Like, I feel like the Philadelphia 76ers are just they're a ticking time bomb of a franchise as it is. You only got a little bit of time left with Joel Embiid. What am I going to max him out at 2 more years thinking that he's going to be able to be worth a damn before his body? They're going to have to roll him out in a wheelchair to play basketball. Tyrese Maxey's not going anywhere. I know they have the opportunity to extend him to a contract. They likely will do so when they figure out everybody else's deals. You just brought in McCain from Duke. The 76ers, I guess for them, you know what? If they really want to go all out, give Paul George his 4 years and just say, hey, at minimum, you'll be the old man next to Maxey if we have one. And then, I don't know, if they don't win anything over the next couple of years, they ain't winning nothing ever, period. I guess the Sixers ain't got no choice. But the Warriors, I hate to say it, I don't think there's a player in the NBA that can save the Warriors. Unless Giannis decides to show up, and I don't see that happening. And maybe it does. But the Warriors, I think their time to win a championship, the dynasty, all that's a wrap, man. It's done. New era, new day. They were the last team to go out there and repeat as champions. Every year we get new champs. It's the Celtics' time. Let's see what they can do next year. Let's see how much of a fight the Knicks put up against them. It's going to be a wild free agency process here in the NBA. Get ready, folks. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. The NHL draft, I'm watching it in the studio here. It is taking place in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Sphere. The NBA couldn't do this. NBA holding it at raggedy-ass Barclays Center. Oh, there's another Aginla? Oh, man. Wow, the Aginla family just pumps them out, huh? It's the JR Sportbrief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of television, the NFL is in a little bit of trouble. The NFL may have to write you a check. Maybe. I'm going to explain on the other side of the break as I enjoy this NHL draft. Is this Jerome's brother? I'm going to find out. It's the JR Sportbrief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.